Okay, I'm not gonna move anymore.
Okay, so
oh yeah, wait, I was giving you a chance to start it.
Oh. Welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. This is Yuri the Mexican, the podcast spic.
What's up, you stupid sons of bitches? My name is fucking Angry Mike, and I'm gay as hell, and I'm coming for your dad.
I thought you were sticking. Oh my god. Is it weird that I've like half chummed?
No.
Oh my god.
All right, I'll turn the voice off.
I thought you were Choder Mike 69.
That's.
Do you come up with a new one every time? I'm sticking the same fucking garbage name.
You nailed yours with one, and I'm trying to come up with something.
Are you playing with the idea of like your podcast persona?
Yeah, I want some brand recognition. You got catchphrases, and you got great nicknames. You got luscious loads. I want my own thing.
Luscious loads.
I want my own.
Well, I like the Choder Mike 69.
All right. Well, no, I'm gonna just go ahead and veto that one. But thank you.
How's your morning, dude?
Oh man, it was actually a fantastic morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you have sexual release?
Yeah, but not this morning, but just a bunch last night. Shout out to my girlfriend.
I heard the roommate was pissed, bro.
He wasn't pissed, but he was just he was telling me it was loud. He just mentioned it. I was like, sorry.
What'd he say?
Not sorry. He's like, could you guys have been any louder last
night? As a matter of fact, we could have.
He doesn't even want to know.
Really?
And then when I was driving over here, I don't know, she was bragging to her sister or something. This may be too personal, but then it was like making her relive the night, and she was like sending me all these dirty texts over, and I was pulled up to your place like hard as a gun.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I saw it.
I know. It was 3 inches of fury.
Oh my god.
I'm 2.5 inches.
Come on.
I got that tuna can.
Jesus, what are you just blowing the church doors open down there, dude, or what?
I'm just a battering ram straight out of hell.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Leave some for the rest of us, bro.
Sorry. Bro.
Just kidding. You know, I meant like in general.
How was your morning?
It was good, dude. I didn't do shit for like 4 hours. Then I had to go to the dentist.
Did you make love to the dentist?
No, but I got a cool dentist, dude. So like, shout out to Axis Dental out in Des Moines. Like, I started going to him, like, 6 years ago.
All the way out south?
Yeah, but, dude, like, the it's called loyalty, bro.
Oh, man, that's...
The only reason I go to him is, like, 6 years ago, I had my fucking mouth. I couldn't even open it. So that dong I was sucking. No, I'm just kidding. but no, it was my fucking wisdom teeth are coming out. And it was a fucking Saturday. I'm like, who the fuck's going to be open on a Saturday? So I fucking Googled it, and... He came up, and he's cool as fuck. Like, he takes care of his, like, dental assistants and shit. Like, he takes them to strip clubs, I think, is what I heard. I don't know.
Damn.
I know. He's cool. He's, like, a little... I'm not sure. I don't want to be racist, but he might be Korean.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
I'd be a dental assistant if I could rain all over some poor, you know, waywardly lost young lady.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I feel like that's where he recruits his dental assistants.
Smart.
Right?
I got, you know, smart, yeah, because they're pretty and, like, they make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll sit on your lap, they'll strap
he's always
you into
had,
the
like,
chair.
Good looking assistants, you know. Speaking of which, like, she was polishing my teeth, right? And she's, like, telling me she lives by you, like, in that northwest area.
Okay.
And she's talking about how, like, upstairs from where she lives, like, there's a pimp up there. And, like, this morning.
Oh, she knows. Oh, no.
She's like, dude, this, like, pimp's like just pissed off, like he's yelling, he's like, mm-hmm. Bitch, you ain't even make me no money no more.
That was me.
Was it you?
Yeah. Sorry again, Cinnamon, about hitting you, but you know, daddy loves you so much he gets crazy when you don't make him any money.
Yeah, dude. You know, you got your is Cinnamon your bottom bitch? For those of you who
No, Cinnamon is okay. The bottom bitch's name is Chandelier and she's turning out tricks like no other.
Dude, that a girl.
Yeah. Shout out to Chandelier.
Shout out to Chandelier. For those of you who aren't familiar with the pimp lingo, a bottom bitch is the one that keeps all the other bitches in line.
Right. You got to know how many miles are on a bitch.
Yeah. Every every trick.
Okay, this is all just the Iceberg Slim book, so yeah. I'm sorry for calling women bitches, and I'm not actually...
I'm kind of not.
Well, some of them... I'm just kidding. Some of them can be. Some can really be. Really mean.
So they got to own it. They got to own it. But, yeah. The bottom bitch is the one that keeps them all in line. Everybody needs one of them. You know what I mean? Always got to be aware of how many miles you got left on one, too.
What'd you have for breakfast today?
I had gold and silver.
Ooh.
At the diner with a buddy of mine. Shout out to my boy Cade. I thought he was going to pay for me, but he's a bitch. So, you know, whatevs. But it was good, man.
I went to IHOP.
Did you? You fucking garbage person.
It's right across the street from the... It was right there.
Yeah, sometimes convenience stuff.
But here's the thing. We were leaving, and Jackie was like, did it seem like all the employees have Asperger's?
Jesus fuck. They might.
She's not wrong, yeah.
They might.
They were fumbling around like a bunch of... I don't want to say anything offensive in the dark, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I got gold and silver down the street.
God, and they don't have good. Lenny from Of Mice and Men working in there?
No.
Oh, I want to pet the rabbits, George.
No, they got...
I got to feed the rabbits, like, but I won't pet them too hard, George.
They got like these older ladies. Like one of them looks like... Dude, this bitch has to be at least like 85, bro. But like...
Nice.
Pretty sure she like shoots Botox into her face, so she's like always smiling, you know what I mean?
She sounds awesome.
Dude, she's like throws down that 20 pounds of mascara and shit.
Damn.
She like deep down, like she hates her life, but like you can't tell because she's always smiling.
Right.
Yeah. But it was good though. Yeah, we did the fucking the dentist and shit. Yeah.
And then we got together.
Yeah, we did get together. We just actually got back from Purple Bean on 7th Street. Shout out to Purple Bean. Support your local coffee shops. Mostly that one.
Yeah, especially really Purple good. Bean. She gave us like three extra punches in your punch card.
Yeah, she's cool. She hooked it up.
I'm not going to say your awesome trick about the punch card, but that was very impressive.
So I'm going to say the secret of the punch card. All so right. So at Purple Bean, there's a little bookshelf to the left there, and I hide my punch card so I never forget it. In between some of those books. I'm not going to tell you which books they are, because I know you cocksuckers are going to try to use my punch cards. But I never forget my punch card. So shout out to Purple Bean. And you were going to try to buy Starbucks, dude?
Yeah, we should address it.
Fuck you.
Look, I'm going to openly admit that for the past 2 or 3 months, as long as I've been living in Reno, my new home, I've been a basic bitch.
That is very basic bitch of you. You know? Fuck that. That's where communists buy their party. Do you hate America, dude?
Look, like,
America?
Look, I'm not answering that. Okay, not on the podcast.
Putin buys his coffee from Starbucks. I'm pretty sure. I seen him walk in there. Look, shirtless.
We can't be talking about Vlad on air. He's texting me right now. He looks pissed.
Is he pissed?
It ain't a happy. He's using angry faced emojis.
Bro. I will drop kick that guy. Right in his pecker.
He can take it. His pecker is, it's like a solid log from the Siberian tundra. It's frozen and infused with that icy red thunder of Mother Russia.
That just that commie power.
Das Badanya, my comrades.
That's what you're going to be saying to Starbucks.
Shit. Look, okay, I may have revealed a giant secret that I'm actually a Russian spy. Come and get me.
You and Edward Snowden?
Yeah, he's my boy.
Are you guys just, like, plowing all these Russian prostitutes in, like, fucking Putin's house, dude?
For a long time, that's
just
how it was.
Just peeing on girls?
For a long time, that was our thing.
Really?
Yeah, for the longest time, I'd be like, Snow Dog, and he'd be like, what's up, Grambo?
Like, you guys are tied like that?
Yeah, we're And he'd be like, hey, do you want to read some of these secret NASA files on UFOs? And I was like, pass them over, brother. And I'd be doing, like, lines of ketamine.
Jesus. Yeah. That sounds like a good time, though. You know that fucking guy parties, though.
He's gotta. He blew the whistle.
Are we talking about Putin or fucking Snowden?
Oh, Poot Dog was there, too. Snow Dog, Poot Dog. I was Grambone. And,
I want a cool nickname.
Well, we come to Russia. We'll get you one.
I almost went to Russia, bro. I almost did. I'm serious. I was going to go there for the World Cup like a year or two ago.
Oh, cool.
And then I was like, all that shit was going down. And I was like, fuck that. Meet I got time for a that. Nice
blushing Russian.
I thought about that. I really did. You know, you can mail them in.
Oh, that's true. Oh, have I you think... ever... Okay. 20 years... Let's say your life takes a turn for the worse.
Whoa!
That's hypothetical.
Hypothetical?
Just go right along with me.
It kind of is.
But then would you get a mail-order bride? Because, I mean, you can guarantee a bride, but you can't guarantee their love. You can't buy that.
I don't think I could, bro. Maybe. Like, how old am I, though?
Well, let's say mid... Okay, like... Late 40s, let's go late 40s. Well, I mean, do you want to be settled down and be a daddy, a family husband by then?
I don't know if I could be a family husband with a mail-in-order bride, bro.
Look, I'm saying this is your last chance, though.
My last chance at love?
I mean, at least that companionship. Who knows if you'll love it.
I feel like, because my old man, dude, he looks pretty good. He's like 50. I feel like I'm going to age well. So, like, if she comes in and she, like, doesn't know what to expect, she's like... Look at this strapping young guy. I'm young because I age well.
You know? Do age well.
Thank you.
Jackie thought I was older than you when she first met you.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her I said thank you.
She'll listen to this.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie. Fuck it. I'll do it.
You'll do it. There we go.
I mean, I'm not going to do it.
I'll get you one. I'll order it for you. You said you'd do it.
Like, how much do they run, though?
It doesn't matter. I can't put a monetary cost on your love.
Amazon will.
Amazon will.
Yeah.
Zeebos. What's his name? The guy who owns Amazon?
Zeebos.
Look. Also, hey, I don't want to change the subject this quickly, but, I mean, okay, that's settled, like, 100%. We'll get you a mail order bride. That's going to happen. You said yes.
Do you have an Amazon Prime account? Just make sure to use it.
We'll use my brother's.
Free shipping.
Shout out to Dave. We're going to use your Amazon Prime
account. Use my sister's husband's, dude. Sorry, man. I've actually accidentally ordered shit with his card on there. My bad. But,
I got our Instagram back. I want to talk about that a little.
Yeah, we'll get to it. All
right.
But have you ever seen that shit, though, where you have, like, these 60-year-old, 70-year-old dudes, and, like, they have these, like, young girls, dude?
In Winnemucca, this is a true story, by the way, and it's I'm pretty sure she was a mail-order bride because she had a very thick European accent, and this is an awesome story, actually, because I was, like, 19 or 20, so I was pretty young. I was a manager of the pool. This was right before I went to school, and... this chick was coming in to use the sauna all the time, and she'd just pay for it. And then it was closing time one day, and it was me and one of the lifeguards, one of the younger
you
girls.
You banged her?
No, I didn't. I didn't bang her. Like, we walked back to the sauna, and I just knocked on the door, and I was like, "Hey, it's closing time." And I didn't think so. Then I went back and started closing, like cleaning up, counting the money in the register and all that.
Yeah.
She didn't come out, and then the other girl was like, "Look, what if she's dead back there?" And I was like, why would she be dead, bitch? She's like, could you just go look?
So like, your coworker said that?
Yeah. Okay. So I went back because we had to get her out. We were ready to go. It was time to leave. So I went back there. And I swear on my life that this Russian lady was back there going to town on herself. She was just masturbating furiously on the top seat of the sauna.
Just vigor. Such like powerful vigor
she
down
was,
there.
Like, if she was a DJ, she was doing like the scratch remix.
She is the Deadmau5 of... female masturbation.
She was dropping the bass on her own pussy.
She dropped the beat on there?
Yeah.
Like, it's the electric Daisy Carnival on her vagina.
Yeah.
Nice.
There was ravers in between her legs and
what?
Stuff.
Was there a light show?
Yeah, there was a light show. There were people
smoke
with glowing
machine?
Hula hoops and, like, pacifiers. Yeah, it was the whole...
That's
there was
cool.
A smoke machine
quite
coming
the sight
out of her
to
butthole.
See. Nice.
Colorful imagery there.
By yourself?
Yeah, just by herself.
You should have just walked in there and be like, you need a hand?
Well, I wasn't ready for that because you had to go right up to the sauna to see inside and there was a glass door. So I walked up to the door, started pulling out, I looked out, I was like, oh my God, and I shut the door and I was like, I'm so sorry.
Was she cool about it? Did she finish?
I hope she finished. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Blocking.
Vag blocking?
Vag blocking. And normally, okay, because we called the police on like old men that we thought were creeps.
Just beating off in there?
If they were beaten off, oh God, I would have probably been way more pissed than that. Like, we would just we just would kick out. Like, there was this guy that was going back to the sauna and then looking down the hallway at the two girl lifeguards, and they called me in to throw him out. And I was like, okay, I'm coming in, but also call the police because that sounds dangerous as fuck.
Dude, real quick about the pool. Like, I remember when I first moved to Winnemucca, I was going to grammar school, right? Mm-hmm. And we went through, like, we'd go, like, take trips to the pool and shit, you know?
Right.
So, like, you know, dude, I grew up, you know, I'm Mexican. Like, I didn't grow up doing this shit where, like, you go into a pool and, like, you don't give a fuck, bro. And you drop trowel and, like, your donger's out. Like, that's new to me. That was new to me then. So, like, I remember when I first went and there was this white kid. You know, and I walk in there, like, if I'm going to the pool, my trunks are most likely under my pants, right? So I go in there, I take off my pants, and then fucking, there's like fucking six white kids with their dongers. I was like, yo!
I can see your pepes.
What the fuck is that, bro? Put it away! Like, dude, your pecker's out. Why are you hard? I was like, dude.
This is good material.
Dude, I was like, well, you're 9 years old. Why are you so hairy?
Oh, man.
Dude, and I always thought that was weird. I never, like, to this day, like, it still trips me out. I'm like,
Basque people.
Dude, is it?
It's the sheep fuckers from Winnemucca. Shout out to your Basque sheep people. You Basque pieces of shit.
I am, dude.
I'll tell everybody in Winnemucca.
The old lady's a Basque. Be careful.
Look, I'm mad at the Winnemucca Basques, all right?
Okay, cool. She's a Reno Basque, so, you know, fuck them.
Hey, as long as they're cool.
Yeah.
As long as they're cool.
No, yeah, dude, I don't know. That was just always, like, a white thing. You don't see, you know, Mexicans or black people or anything like that just whipping out their dongers out like that.
Well,
just,
I was on swim
like, it's
team,
nobody's
so
business.
I've seen dicks of every shape and size, every color.
That's still
and creed,
new to me.
Man. But there's always some people. I'd say it's the minority that has the hang-ups about seeing the other dicks.
No, fuck you.
I don't mean minorities. I mean, it's a small percentage of people that... Because I've seen white people that are like, I gotta get changed in a little stall. I've seen Mexicans and black people all do it, too. It's like,
with their dongs out?
No, they're like... It's not a race thing, I don't think.
I think so. I think it is.
I don't think it's a race thing.
It kind of is.
Not from my experience, because I've seen...
I've seen
100 little Hispanic dicks, too. And little black
in your
dicks.
Experience...
I've seen... thousands of dicks.
So, okay, so in your experience, who's got the bigger dong?
Out of whites and Hispanic
people? Out of everyone you've seen.
Dude, come on. Come on. It's the blacks. Hands down.
Yeah, I figured. I just wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I've never sucked a dick. But if I was gonna, I'd go for that bushy special.
I always heard
dark.
The swim team was weird.
Oh, well, just because
and they,
we
like,
would
they
pee
were
on
sucking
each
other's dongs.
No, nothing like that. But we all took naked showers. We thought it was fun.
I mean, you kind of... I mean, together?
Yeah.
See, that was another one. They would do it when they would...
That was just our swim
to get the
too,
chlorine off and the jizz?
Yeah, we would go to... There's tons of jizz. We would go to the other pools, too, like around Reno and Fallon and, like, wherever else from Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And we would just take over their showers because we were showing... That's how alpha we were.
The Winnemucca swim team was the alpha of all swim teams.
We were the only ones that didn't have any sexual hangups because we knew that we'd seen each other's dicks hundreds of times outside of swim team. We're a close
That's
group
weird.
Of boys.
See, I'm glad I was never on the swim team.
You should have swam. We could have seen that dick.
No, thank you.
Here, right, let me see your dick.
Well, you've seen it.
Don't remember it. There's been so many.
I mean, it's grown since.
I need a refresher.
I've gotten that girth.
I need a fresh dong.
No.
Uriel, show me your dick.
On the podcast?
Yeah, there's no video.
No. There it is.
Nice.
Thank you. I feel like I have a pretty dong.
Yeah, it has a mustache.
I've been told that. I've been like, you have quite the elegant package. I'm like, oh, thank you.
That's nice of you to say.
Like, it's not huge. But it gets the job done.
I've been told that my dick looks like Chris Hemsworth from Thor Ragnarok.
Just like yoked?
I'm not gonna, you know, say if
I've been
is
told
or
that
isn't.
My dong looks like the mask from, you know, the Jim Carrey movie. They don't. They've never said that.
That was a good one, though.
They've said I've got cute balls.
You look like you have weird. Cute balls.
Yeah, I feel like I take care of it. Like, I manscape and stuff.
We should call Jackie and ask her if I have cute balls.
You look like you got cute balls.
Thanks, man. All right, well, I'll ask her later.
It's funny. Like, have you ever sent a dick pic? Like a legit one.
Not like a legit one, but I've sent like Snapchats where it'll be like one of my friends and I'll just walk in the background naked, really like, and my dick really hanging out on my ass. Oh. But I've never been like, hey, check this out, man. Because have you ever seen a dick pic? They're pathetic.
No, dicks aren't pretty, bro.
The photography on them is never good.
Have you ever seen vaginas by themselves? Like, have you ever just like dead eye looked one, you know, square in the labias and like.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I don't think they're attractive either. Genitalias in general.
They look like.
Some. I've seen some pretty vaginas though. Like, I could put it at the top of my Christmas tree. You know?
That's nice.
Family tradition.
For the Manson family, maybe. God. Can't be going around butchering girls and put their gents up on them.
I'm not! That's weird.
Are you a serial killer?
No.
Alright, I believe you.
Thank you.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
Nothing. Okay, sorry, I was distracted there for a
minute. Oh my gosh.
Hey, so we got the Instagram back.
We did get the Instagram back. Tell them about the process, dude, because this process was a joke. Like, I genuinely thought, like, trying to get your fucking Instagram page deactivated and, like, trying to get it activated back again is... That process is crazy.
Yeah. Well, okay, so first they sent us an email like, fuck you guys! I'm Mark Zuckerberg. Smell my dick.
Is that what it said?
That was, yeah. That's actually Mark Zuckerberg's footer. On, like, that's how he closes all his emails.
Hey, Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. Send me your dong pic. Like, that's how they are. They're trying to identify people like that.
So, yeah. First, they send you a code that you have to write on a blank piece of paper. Room has to be well lit. It has to show both hands and both testicles in the picture and your face. And it has to have your real name, like your full name and your... Instagram handle.
Yeah.
And just again, so, I can't say it enough to whoever reported us. Fuck you, bud.
Yeah, dude, fuck you. It was a hassle. So, like, obviously, since Mike had to have his nuts and both hands in his picture, mm-hmm. I had to take the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be sure to put that on the Instagram page.
Well, then we'll have to do it again because I'll report it for my... meaty clackers being on there.
Is the recording still on there where I said bitch?
Did we have a recording?
Yeah, we I think shortly after we posted that recording, like a few hours later, they had taken us off.
Let's check real quick, because was that just a regular post of ours? It was like on our story?
It was on the feed.
I was on the feed. Okay, let's take a look then. I love this Instagram page. Oh, yeah, that's still on there.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought if that's what it was, that they would have taken it off.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love the picture we put on today. Go, somebody get out there and give it a like, because that's a funny one.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's about time you got me.
Oh, man, I was planning on, like, sitting down. And I still might. Sitting down doing, like a full-blown, like, Photoshop, like... of me riding a dinosaur, like, stabbing you and feeding you to the dinosaur with a giant spear. But I don't know how I could get you to pose. Maybe find somebody else's body and then put your face over it.
Maybe, because you're not going to get me.
You're right. You're right.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
The last time I went to the dentist? Yeah. Earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
Thank you.
You got British teeth, bro.
I'm aware of this, actually.
Your mouth looks like you've been chewing on steel marbles, dog.
It's not that bad.
It's kind of that bad.
It's hurtful, but...
I'm just kidding.
I accept that.
You have beautiful teeth.
You have beautiful teeth.
You know who's got nice chompers, dude?
Who's that?
The old lady.
Yeah?
She got a set of chompers on her, dude.
Aw.
Yeah, she takes good care of them, though.
Shout out to Jeff's teeth. That's a weird one. But yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah.
How many teeth do people have?
100? That's a good question. Someone, no.
All 100 teeth.
All 102 teeth.
Give us a comment in our Instagram or send us a DM. Let us know how many teeth people have.
Yeah, I don't know how many teeth people have.
I could easily Google.
Don't Google it. Yeah, but that's not worth it. It's a beta move.
Yeah.
Did your dad ever like, or your mom ever like, when your teeth were getting loose as a kid, did they ever like pull them out hella weird?
My dad just flicked one out once, like, ba-ding.
Jesus Christ, yeah. The strength of fingers on that dude.
He's a real man.
Yeah, you're not.
I'll get there.
I know, that's how I feel with my dad. My dad's fucking tough. Everybody's like, dude, why is your dad so tough? And like, you're not. I'm like, fuck you, bro. I'm tough. I'll fight him, dude.
I'm super tough, okay?
Nah, just kidding, I won't fight him. He'll still whoop my ass. He's got that old man strength. Dude, my dad back in the day, I remember as a kid, like when we grew up in California, we grew up relatively like poor and stuff. We lived like in a single wide trailer and shit. So he didn't really have dental insurance when I was younger. And so like when I was getting loose teeth, dude, he had a set of pliers for my teeth. Like if one was loose, dude, and I wouldn't tell him. But then he started sensing, like he'd like see me fucking around with my tooth. He's like, all right, motherfucker, sit down. I was like, what? Sit down. I was like, fuck, you caught me.
It's not ready yet, Dad. Like,
no, I'd always say that. He does like, then he'd test it with his fingers, like, oh, like it's ready. Like that's what got him off. Was him pulling my teeth out. So he would like hold me down, dude, like his knees on my chest and shit, and then like fucking just grip that fucking tooth and just pop that motherfucker. I was like, ah, fuck you.
There's blood everywhere.
Just nah, because I would fucking hide it so well that eventually like there was like nothing left. It was just loose as fuck.
Wow. Dude, all the time. What are you complaining about? That's when they're ready to come out.
I know, but fuck, man. Take me to the dentist. Yeah, if you just feel, just picture right now, just a metal set of pliers on your grill.
Oh, right now, ripping them out. Freaky as hell.
Yeah. That's some American History X shit.
I went to this dentist named, oh God, I don't even remember her name, because I called her Dr. Loopy, mm-hmm. And she was in Winnemucca, and she was on, like, Quaaludes or something, and I...
What?
Should we report her? I was just imagining things, but I always felt like she would have me strapped down to the chair, but
and then grabbing you by the wiener?
Oh, no. She would put anesthesia on my wiener and not in my mouth so that she made sure I didn't get hard at all.
Why were you getting hard during dental work?
I don't know. All right, ask your dad.
I'm going to ask him.
Hey, you think now's a good time for a break for our advertisement?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's read off an advertisement.
All right, well, it's just going to play a recording.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do that then.
We already have them recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I love you. Oh, fuck. Wow, Spreadshop sounds like a great deal.
It sounds like a great deal. But, so, we've gotten some feedback on some of our listeners where they want us to, like, have, I guess it would be segments. Right?
Yeah.
And we're trying to work it in. So, like, last time we tried missed connections.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just reading off some fucking weird missed connections. And I got one here. It was, the title's called Dad's Missing His Boy. At first, I was like, dude, what the fuck? It's like someone like lost their child and shit.
That sounds like a title that Hank Hill would write. To his son Bobby, and then, like it would just get misconstrued as some gay shit. You go, oh, I'm missing my boy. We don't do it anymore. Lady Bird.
That's a horrible fucking Hank Hill impression.
I can't do Hank Hill.
But it says, you were a great kid, maybe a little rough and crazy, but just needed a little swat on your behind to let you know I'm in charge.
Oh my.
If you miss it as much as me, drop me a line. And we can pick up where we left off. Like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, that one left me thinking, like, role play? Like, just, like, this dude is dressing up this fucking kid. I hope it's not a kid. That's fucking weird. Like, I'm gonna, like, say something. But, like, this other dude just likes to dress up in his diaper?
It's like a bear and a twink thing? Like,
maybe.
Hopefully this guy wasn't, you know, getting sexy with his son. What if he had a really hot son, though, and he couldn't resist?
That's fucking weird, bro.
Tell it to him. It ain't me.
Here's one. This one's good. This one's good.
Wait, I want to be that guy's son. I want to answer back. You want to be the
son?
Yeah, be like, daddy.
I got the email right here. We need to answer these motherfuckers one day just to see what the fuck say, dude.
Does it go to your personal email or anything? Or can we do it for our podcast email? Cause like,
maybe.
I mean, we might have to do it then.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm going to do that. Gosh, it's going to... Like, I kind of want to see how far we can take it, but then it's just going to get weird as fuck.
Be like, daddy. I miss you too, daddy.
What if he wants to meet and like maybe we'll Chris Hansen this motherfucker into the podcast. Oh, have a seat.
Have a seat.
Oh, have a seat here.
Sit right in front of the microphone.
Just sitting... So there's this other one here. It says, looking for girl to watch Schindler's List with.
That doesn't sound so bad.
No, right? All right. Schindler's List is a very good fucking movie.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's a classic. It's a tearjerker. It'll make you cry.
It'll make you cry so much you have to jerk off? That's fucking weird.
I mean, whoa, your words, not mine.
Well, you said tearjerker.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say it anymore. People are going to start thinking I'm jerking off to Schindler's List.
Yeah, thinking you're crying into your hand and then jerking off.
I don't want to be fucking jerking off to the murders of Jews. That's horrible. Never forget. Holocaust.
Never forget.
But,
yeah, what does that one say?
So he basically right off the bat starts with, weird post. Yeah, you think, motherfucker?
No shit.
You're out here trying to fucking find someone to watch Schindler's List with you and bang them while you're watching it? That's fucking weird. But at least he knows, like, he addressed it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay.
He addressed it. He knows.
That's an up.
Yeah. So, weird post. But looking for a lady, 20s to 30s, to see Schindler's List with me tonight at 7:30. At Riverside Theater. That's down the street from me. I might hit this guy up. I kind of want to watch Schindler's List on the big cinema, dude.
Be careful. This guy might try to cry into his hand and jerk you off.
What do they say? A hand's a hand? I believe that's a saying.
All right, man. That's going to be your t-shirt from our spread shop. It's going to be tear jerker and what it's going to mean.
A hand in the back, dude?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
All right. All right.
Write that down.
There you, okay, spread shop. You're welcome for the second bump there, bro.
then it's like, have two free tickets, and my brother bailed on me, and I don't have any single friends who can replace him.
So you want some?
Oh, my God. It says, I'm 25, educator, musician, clean and straight-laced dude. And I can send pictures, like...
And I have a human head in my freezer. Good God.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
He's dextering motherfuckers, dude. Like, he'll get them all, like, emotional after watching Schindler's List. He's like, oh, poor girl. And then, like, he'll wrap his, like, hand over them. Like a rapey fucking handshake.
But it is a rag with chloroform on it.
Yeah. He'll, like, come up behind him and, like, go to sleep. And he, like, then, like, drags their fucking...
Oh.
Body into like back of his van and shit.
The title episode is gonna be Tear Jerker for this.
Tear Jerker?
Yeah, people are gonna read that and think we're talking about some sad stuff, and then they're gonna be
like that's boom. Funny. Boom. Chloroform and rape. No, but so then this guy offers to send pictures, like it's not fucking weird enough that you're fucking trying to get dates on Craigslist. I'm gonna send you a picture of me so you know, I'm for real. And then it says...
Oh, because you sound too good to be true.
Yeah. And then he's like, and then he finishes it off with, I don't want a free ticket to go to waste. And hey, if I can get a pretty girl to accompany me to a piece of classic cinema, why not? It says classic. I mean, I'm not going to argue the classic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a classic.
He's got a point, yeah.
He's got a point.
No denying that.
I'm going to hit him up. I want to watch Schindler's List.
All right, then we can... Okay, if he doesn't murder you... Look, hey, don't get murdered. This podcast is trying... It's just... We're just getting the ball rolling here. I know it's early.
I can't get murdered.
Yeah.
So...
This is episode 6 of Let's Get Dangerous with Mike and Gary.
And Gary?
The replacement.
Fuck Gary, bro.
Look, don't get
I'm
killed.
Irreplaceable.
Don't get killed.
If I die, continue on without me, but by yourself.
All right. You heard that. That's
so basically. I think by doing these missed connections, we should do like reply or not reply. Like, should we reply?
That or one not is reply, for sure. Right? Reply.
I'm replying to this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Reply. Cool. Cool.
Wait. Do you want to log into our podcast email though, or do you want to do this from your personal? Is all I'm saying.
I'm not doing this shit from my personal.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do
the. And here's another one. The title was catchy. So, the title's called, Wife's Black Friend.
Is this a callback to our first episode?
It might. That's kind of why I clicked on it.
All right.
You are the black man who would come over and play with my wife once in a while. Your email was JMI something. She missed hanging out. Hit us up if you're still around. See? I'm pretty sure this dude's white.
How do you know he's white? How, before you just jump to a conclusion.
Because his spelling is good. There was not a single, like, spelling error or grammatical error. There's periods, there's commas, there's quotation marks around the word black. I don't know why.
Yeah, is he implying that he was only half black or something?
Who knows?
Okay. Maybe that guy just called himself black.
Are you replying?
No.
Yeah, I'm not replying either.
That guy will come over and fuck my wife. I don't want that.
Yeah, you're not rich.
I'm not. I'm not wearing Patagonia.
No.
Another callback.
Yeah, don't be wearing Patagonia.
All right. I was going to get you one.
Were you?
I can't afford it. I looked.
What'd you see?
Like a $600 Patagonia jacket.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Dude at breakfast. I had breakfast this morning. Maybe so it's me.
Could be you.
What if it's you?
Okay, go. Let's read it. Let's find out.
Says, went to a local breakfast joint.
That sounds like you.
That sounds like me. Saw you sit alone. I was not alone. It's not me.
I wasn't either, damn it.
You smiled. I smiled back.
Damn.
Then I saw your hard package and thought you'd follow me out to really unwrap it. Where did you go? I really, really want it. So, first off, why is this dude hard at breakfast?
Look, I get excited for breakfast, but not that excited.
Not that excited. Yeah. Like, if I'm going out in public in the morning and I got this morn chub, dude,
I'm gonna
put some cold water on it and get it down.
Do some push-ups or something.
Something to get that fun. I'm not going fucking, like, fully hard to fucking the gold and silver.
No, shout out to the gold and silver.
Shout out to the gold and silver. Good food.
But not to the IHOP. Get it together, IHOP.
Yeah, IHOP. I kind of, you know what? Shout out to IHOP. They're hiring people with Asperger's.
You know? Way to high road be there.
And
you're
okay.
Right, you're right.
This one was weird. It's short. Latino looking for grandpa. Like, what the fuck does that mean, bro?
We came to America together and you got lost. And really, yeah, grandpa, this guy trying I'm starting to worry about you.
Like, is he like the, like, Mexican Feifel Goes West, bro? Where he's like, they show up in the country and they just get separated. So he's like on Craigslist trying to find his long lost family.
Do you want
to
sing the Feifel Goes West song?
I don't remember it. I know it's sad. I don't want to cry.
Somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight.
Why do you know it?
Someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight. And then it would.
That got really sexual for me for some reason.
You're welcome.
That actually wasn't bad. I'm surprised you knew the words that far.
I know all the words to that song.
Really?
Yeah, I want
continue.
To sing it as a duet.
Duet? I don't know. I'm about to learn it.
It's a two-part song. Yeah.
Is it a two-part song?
Yeah, I tried to get my brother to learn it. So we could just bust it out in, like, Walmart or something.
So this one says, any older man want to play with a straight Latino? What the fuck?
You're not straight.
You're not straight.
By definition, that's fine. Just
yeah, that's okay with me. I'm like, who the fuck am I to judge?
Yeah, just don't be true to yourself. If you want to fuck grandpas, just say, look,
just say,
I'm gay for grandpas.
I'm gay for grandpas.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's weird. I'm not hitting them up. I'm not replying.
That's a non-reply. Well, we're not grandpas either.
I'm too young.
Yeah. We're not.
I don't even have kids that I know of.
I mean, I know of a couple of your kids.
Do you?
Yeah.
Don't give them my address. Then they're going to want money.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do you like that.
Thank you. My boy. Let's see what else we got. I'm a bottom looking for two more tops.
This guy's trying to get plugged from both sides.
Yeah.
He's trying to make the wobbly
two H. Dongs, one hole.
He's trying to build the Eiffel Tower. Oh, is he trying to do two hot dogs in one bun? The physics don't work.
No. That poor guy's booty hole, dude. How many stitches you want, champ?
Damn.
I know. How elastic is this dude's booty hole?
Let's reply. I'm willing to find out. You're gonna reply?
Well, let me finish reading it first. Only
if you're replying with me, but okay, yeah, go on.
Hello. I was the bottom, and you two were on the top.
Sounds like us.
I lost your phone number and wanted to be on the bottom for you two again. Huh. So this has happened before. Interesting.
I'm saying we reply. Only as a team. Like, if you're
you
not.
You look like a power bottom, though.
Yeah, you can generate a lot of power from the bottom. I'm not denying that.
It's a lot of torque
yeah.
that you gotta provide from the bottom.
Yeah, you. We'll pick this person up off the ground and just fuck them into insanity.
Oh my god, I don't want to do that.
Look, I'm only doing this if you're doing it.
I'm taken.
Yeah, so am I. Jackie be cool with it. She's cool as hell.
You think so?
If we just make some guy's day, she'd be like, oh, you guys are such good people.
I'm not fucking another guy. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not, yeah.
No, I'm totally okay with that. But not with me.
All right, we're not replying then.
I'm not replying.
If you were the other top, that was the only... That was my...
That was your scenario?
Yeah, that was my stip, yeah.
That was your...
My stipulation.
Okay. Yeah, not replying. Not replying to that guy. No, so, that's all you have as far as misconnections. I did get this fucking story, though. Someone from Florida. So, you know, any story that starts with... A guy from Florida.
Oh, wait, before we start on the Florida, if you're using the Anchor app, you can send us voice messages. If you liked any of those misconnections, tell us if you would reply or not reply, and tell us what you think of them. Just send
Please.
Us a message, and we'll
curious.
Yeah, we can throw the voice clips onto our episodes. So
fuck yeah.
Yeah, let us know.
I mean, you don't have
to
leave your name. I mean, it'd be hilarious if you did.
Yeah.
So then we could make fun of you later, but you know, you don't have to.
Especially if you're one of our friends, we will use your name.
We will use your name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I caught this story from Florida.
Oh, like, I actually figured out, because we talked about Florida last episode.
Yeah.
And why there's so much weird shit. It's because there's a more, there's like...
Cubans.
It's not a race thing, it's a law.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, because most laws, they have to be, the people that get arrested, yeah, they have to keep anonymity until like their trial date or something.
But I think Florida, that's anywhere.
In Florida, they don't. Like, you can find out the day of the arrest.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so, like, reporters will just call. Like, the sheriffs will be like, you guys, I heard that somebody broke into a McDonald's. And then the cop will be like, oh, yeah, he was dressed like Peter Pan. And he was jerking off in the McNuggets.
Oh, my God.
That's why there's... Florida may be a little crazier. But it also may just be because they're more open about the story.
Yeah, that's true. You might get you'll get more information from them, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
But either way, dude.
Tell us about this fucking Florida.
Dude, Florida. So, this one right here says, 9 arrested in Florida for baiting, taking, and molesting black bears.
Last time it was alligators, now it's little baby dude. Black bears. I didn't know black bears even lived in Florida.
Dude, me either. Actually, you know what? I think they're all along the East Coast.
Really?
Like, yes. I've known them to be like in
the
Jersey
ocean,
and shit.
Okay, so kind of northern Florida-ish.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Okay, that makes more
but
sense.
But yeah.
That's insane.
So it takes, how many bears? It doesn't say how many bears.
Yeah, but with an S at the end, it's more than one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you pulled it off once. Why would you... Roll those dice a second time. That's dangerous.
What if it's the same group? Like, this is a gang who, like, is trying to literally alpha all the animals, bro.
You're saying that what if these are the same group that fucked the gator?
Yeah.
And now they're getting...
Like, that's their MO.
Where will their depravity end?
Dude, I saw one where motherfuckers are banging boa constrictors, bro.
Did
I don't know.
Convince the constrictor to wrap around their dinguses?
Dude, maybe. I don't know.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Really? Yeah. Can you imagine how tight that one is?
That's what I'm saying.
I actually don't think I have enough donger for that.
Get a little one.
Like a little baby like constrictor?
Baby boa constrictor, yeah. Really? Actually, they would sense all the heat in your dick and bite the tip, probably.
Yeah, I can't have that.
Yeah, that's insane. You guys, they're fucking crazy.
Why are they fucking bears? And gators?
Why am I hard?
Why are you hard? This is wild.
You ever seen Shape of Water?
I have not.
It's really good.
Is it? I keep hearing that, but I'm just not into like stories like that.
The story, okay, that, okay, it's a very, it's a cinematic masterpiece. Like the way that they shot it and the color correction and everything. Didn't it? And how they're like, the colors meant something and like, just the cinematography told the story
for
the, better than
for
the
For those characters. Of you guys that don't know Mike, Mike actually went to film school.
And I'm a bit of a cinephile.
For like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Failed.
I dropped out and failed.
But he knows some stuff about cinematography. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
All right, cool, cool, cool. But yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't that win
Best Picture?
Best Picture last year, right?
Yeah, and it was about a chick fucking a mermaid.
Was the chick from Florida?
No, because they kept it in like Lovecraftian mythos, so she was like in the Northeast, like a Boston area.
I mean, Boston people are wild too.
That's true. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg?
Tom Brady?
Fuck Tom Brady, okay?
Isn't that
you
where
Tom
the
Brady
are
fans
from?
Can suck this dong, dude.
I was just trying to think of Northeast people.
Yeah.
You know,
either way, fuck Tom Brady.
I don't like football.
That fucking cheat.
Yeah, Tom Brady, you cuck.
Yeah. You know he lets those wide receivers bang out his old lady, dude.
And Rex Ryan.
Yeah, and Rex Ryan. I hope it's not Rex Ryan. He is very hard to look at.
That was the extent of my sports knowledge right there, Rex.
Yeah, you know, I wish you knew sports, and maybe we could bring that in, but...
Look, if you want to do a sports podcast and find some sports people, this is our show.
I know. Stop yelling at me!
I'm sorry.
Why are you looking at me with those hungry eyes?
I don't know. God, I'm torqued up right now. It must have been that chai. It was very sweet.
It was good chai, right?
Yeah, I'm sweating a little
bit. I got a Mexican mocha, dude. It was really good. I always get the Mexican mocha there.
Sorry, Hispanic mocha.
I can say Mexican mocha. You have to say Hispanic mocha.
And I'm going to respect that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, we got them at Purple Bean. Go to Purple Bean. They're good people there. But, yeah, so what do you got? What are you doing for New Year's?
I don't know. What are you doing?
No idea.
You want to hang out?
No. I have plans.
You just said you didn't have any idea.
Yeah, it just came up. I got a text message just now.
Oh.
Beep.
Sounds like you just made a beep with your mouth.
I didn't. This is my messages. Oh, looks like I got plans on New Year's.
Oh, well, what are they?
Not hanging out with you.
Oh, God. Oh, it's fine. I have plans, too.
What are they?
Dong ding. See, my phone can ring.
You should get a different ringtone because that one sucked.
Fair enough. Let me just set the settings. There we go. There's a new one. Oh, it says, oh, whatever you want to do for New Year's, except Uriel can't come because he's a dick.
I didn't say that. Let me see it.
I already ate it. I erased it, I mean.
You ate the message?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I wouldn't lie.
You're lying.
I'm not.
Who sent it?
Your brother, Andy.
That piece of shit, dude.
Shout out to my boy, Andy.
Fuck him, dude.
You're my brother now.
Yeah, shout out to Andrew, my little brother. That guy bangs chicks, apparently.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Apparently, like, he buries his dong bags, dude, in the backyard. Ah, my sister's gonna be so mad.
Look. Andrew, listen, be careful. You're going to grow a person doing that. A tree of people is going to sprout out of the ground. Don't you know anything?
Yeah.
Don't water those.
Don't water those condoms you buried in the back. I'm going to laugh if, like, my backyard floods and, like, there's just, like, 60 condoms just float out of the ground. And I feel like I'm being generous with the 60, you know?
Hey, when I was his age, I had only ever even seen 7 boobs, so... One lady at the pool had a mastectomy, and I saw her one titty, so...
She's so brave.
Yeah. Keep fighting.
But yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I was like, dude, why don't you flush them like a normal guy? You know?
Hey, can you flush condoms or it'll fuck up the plumbing?
Fuck if I know. I flush them every time.
I just throw them at the wall.
Like if it sticks, it's ready to go like spaghetti.
Yeah, it's al dente.
That's how you. That's how you check to see if it's good or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm still a fertile young male.
Are you though?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. I've seen you take a lot of dick shots, bro.
You're thinking of David. That was David and Ray taking dick shots. And look at David. He's got three.
David's
kids.
Got three fucking kids, yeah. Bro. Man, I got that golden sperm,
he's
dog.
Got balls
that,
of steel.
That golden baby batter, dude. He's yeah. All up in there.
Grats, David.
That fucking love juice. Just strong as an ox.
Does
he have, like, Hondurans for, like, sperm?
He must. I heard that he can shoot it across the room.
No.
That's what he told me.
What?
He didn't tell me that. He shot it at me and dodged it like the Matrix.
Like the Matrix, dude? Like Keanu?
Like Keanu, I had to become
you
the
Matrix
one that
Revolution
moment.
That cum shot?
I had to. Because oh he was God. Like, surprise, bitch! And jumped out of the closet and just fired away.
He did that to me once. I just rope-a-doped it like Muhammad Ali, dude.
He's gonna love this one.
He is. I don't think I have that kind of pressure anymore, dude. Like, the first couple pumps, just they shoot out strong and then they just die off.
And then it's just goo.
Yeah. And it just drizzles out the tip. You know? So, what's up?
I'm still thinking about cum shots now. Like, who do you think you know out of the talk people about... we know is... Who do you think can fire and hit a bullseye from 10 yards away?
Andrew?
Yeah, probably Andrew.
He's got that young dick strength, dude. Do you remember your boners as like a 14 like year old kid, teenager?
They were hurt. They were hurt.
Dude, right?
Felt like there was another dick gonna rip out of my dick.
Dude, I remember those. I was like, that was that good dick, bro. You know? That's why them teachers are all fucking these kids, bro. Because they like their husbands, I'm sure, like don't have that fucking that hard dong.
And you never hear about the male teachers fucking.
No. Can you imagine?
Well,
they would lynch those motherfuckers.
Yeah, but if a girl teacher does it,
that
kid's a god.
That kid's cool. Yeah. But you know what pisses me off? Like, I know I'm going to get fucking flack for this, but fuck it. Like, if I was one of those kids, I'm not saying shit.
You're not telling your friends?
I'm telling my friends.
That's how they get caught. They're like, because, yeah, they'll fall into the same trap. They'll be like, you'll never
see,
get
see, but am, see I'm going to deny
see this
him.
Picture of titties on my phone?
I'm going to deny
like,
him.
Yeah, they'll be like, those are some nice titties. Whose are those? Like, that's the teacher's. And they're like, what? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And she fucked me.
So hard. Because you know they are.
Yeah.
And that reboot time, I remember that reboot time as a kid, dude. Yeah. I was blowing like 7 to 8 loads in a day, bro.
7 to 8 luscious loads
luscious.
A day?
And like, I produce some luscious loads, like...
That's the,
it's almost too much.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah. Like, I'm blowing quarts, dude. Like, I'm doing an oil change on your truck with all, like, the loads I'm blowing.
You don't have to do that, but I appreciate it that you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that wouldn't work in a car. That would
No,
ruin,
it would not work.
Yeah, that would destroy your
There would
vehicle.
Be no lubricity because it would just dry out.
Yeah, it would evaporate from
it would
the
just,
heat.
Just flakes of jizz just coming out your exhaust.
That's awesome.
Like confetti, bro.
Yeah, that sounds hilarious.
But, yeah, that reboot time as a kid, dude. So, like, those teachers are just working those kids. You know they're just banging all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The refractory period,
the
man.
The fucking dick that don't quit, dude.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I sometimes miss that, those 14-year-old erections I used to get. I would get them randomly, too. I'd be at the library... And I'd be reading Goosebumps, and I'd be like, boom, hard. And then, I'd be scared because, you know.
I told a joke similar to that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you stealing my material, you bitch?
I told this joke before you said this, you bitch.
Dare you? I've been saying this for years.
You have not.
I have.
Except for Goosebumps, my joke is Judy Blum Super Fudge.
Who reads that garbage? That's not even
Children,
good literature.
That's why it's a joke. Because it's a children's book.
Is it? I don't even know what that is. I've never even heard of it. I thought you were just making stuff up.
Well, we could look it up.
It's look it up.
All right. Super Fudge. God damn.
Super Fudge?
You haven't heard
of Super Fudge? Is that a cookbook?
No.
Are these like cookbooks for kids?
No, man. They're okay. It's a novel by Judy Blume.
If it's not R.L. Stein or Animorphs, I don't want to hear it.
Animorphs.
You remember Animorphs, dude?
I remember those fucking crazy photos. Okay. All right. Here's the cover to Super Fudge.
That looks like a pedophile wrote that book.
Judy Blume?
Yeah.
She's a number one New York Times bestselling author.
Yeah. Maybe she's one of those chicks who was banging those 14-year-old kids.
I mean, she had to do her research somehow.
I guess.
Wow. Super
fun. A lot of research.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Animorphs again, because I'm going to look up Animorph covers.
Dude, that's the only reason I would buy those fucking books. I would never even read them. I just thought it was cool to have a dude with a shark head and a human body.
Listen, to our friend. If you guys can make an Animorph book cover of Uriel turning into me or me turning into Uriel so we can put it on our Instagram, that would be amazing.
But obviously, it'd have to be an alpha picture, because yeah, I'm an alpha.
Of course. Animorphs.
What was another fucking book? I didn't do a lot of reading as a kid. It's probably because I probably couldn't read.
Oh my god, there's one. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, this is amazing. I'm just gonna let you scroll down a bit. There's one of that Mexican kid turning into a snake.
Dude, I had that one. I had these. I promise on your life I did. I don't know where they're at now.
I'm just saying, why did the Mexican kid have to turn into a snake?
I don't know what they're trying to say, yeah. If there's a subliminal message behind this, but
that's kind of
if anything, he should turn into like
a burrow.
Look at this. Is this bitch turning into a starfish?
No. Let me see.
I swear to God. And what creature is this guy? This guy's like half dinosaur, half like fucking bug, bro. He's got them antennas and shit. Look at that. Like, what's cool about some girl turning into a starfish? Unless it's a chocolate fucking starfish.
The alien. Okay, so the weird antenna.
You know what I'm saying?
The weakness?
Limp Bizkit.
Shout out to Limp Bizkit.
Shout out to Limp Bizkit, dude. I think he's still around.
There's one of a lady turning into a buff lady. That one's weird. And the Mexican turning. This kid. Oh, that poor kid. He's got like.
What's he turning into?
I don't want to say. A cockroach.
No. He must be Italian. He looks Italian.
All right. Yeah. I can see that too. That one's rough.
Fucking Animorphs.
That kid gets the worst because there's another one of him turning into a duck and like, give him something cool, man. And a slug. Oh, God. Ew. All right. He did get a turn into a hammerhead shark. So.
See, that I had that one too, the hammerhead shark one. I never read them, though. I just thought they were cool pictures. Except the starfish one. I would never. That's garbage.
The Hork Bajar Chronicles. From K.A. Applegate, the writer of animal. All right, what would you turn into as an animal?
As an animal?
Yeah.
Obviously, something badass. Mm-hmm. Like a T-Rex?
That's what I was going to say, a T-Rex.
No, you weren't. Dude, I beat you to it.
Okay, you can have a T-Rex, but I also want to be a dinosaur.
You're going to be the long neck.
I'm not no fucking long. Let me at least be like a Triceratops or Stegosaurus. No, because
they're cool. You're beta, so you have to be like the Stegosaurus or some
fuck
shit.
Fuck you. I like Stegosaurus.
That's pretty cool.
I would be a T-Rex.
No, you wouldn't.
I would. Have you not seen my computer backgrounds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wishful thinking, motherfucker.
You would turn you're into a long neck. One of those little chicken-sized dinosaurs that I would step on and not even notice.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm a T-Rex.
Yeah, you're more like a G-Rex.
You know, speaking of dinosaurs, real quick. Who decided what these dinosaurs sounded like? Because I'm pretty sure there are no recordings of dinosaurs. Like, riddle me that fucking Chinese riddle, dude. Like, riddle me that, Batman.
Are you talking about, like, on, like, Discovery Channel?
On anything, bro.
Well, I mean, if you're telling a story, you gotta get creative and just kind of imagine.
Fuck you. Like, but who was the original guy? Like, so this is what a T-Rex gonna sound like for the rest of time. You know what I mean?
Steven Spielberg kind of did that, you know, from the original Jurassic Park. He did that one roar that was like, roar. No. I can't quite do it. I'm a human.
I'm going to have to... That is definitely worth a Google. But I want to know that.
All right. Well, if you know...
Because can you copyright that?
Maybe, that sound.
Yeah.
Well, look, if you know, let us know who invented the... Who decided what dinosaurs sound like. And if you think you have a better idea, send us a voice message on the Anchor app.
Yep.
But until then, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Is it time to wrap it up?
It's time to wrap this shit up.
But I don't wrap it up.
That's between you and the J-Man.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Share this. Thank you so much for listening. Listen to it.
Share it. Please tell your friends. We appreciate the support, man. We really do. Support local podcasts. Support local businesses.
And support this dick.